Georgia's Stewart Detention Center in Lumpkin is one of the largest immigrant detention centers in the country. It is run by a private company. There are many just like it. Critics say those facilities are problematic. And this month, the Homeland Security Advisory Council said privately run centers should be phased out. But a separate subcommittee wants to continue using private immigrant detention facilities. With us is Azadeh Shashahani. She's the legal and advocacy director with Project South, which is based in Atlanta. Hi.
Hi. Thank you for having me.
So let's go first to the advisory council that said these privately run facilities should be phased out. What was their reasoning?
Well, so the subcommittee came out with a report first saying that there needs to be better oversight of these facilities, but because of the rising population of detained immigrants, the government has no choice but to rely on privatized detention facilities for now.
That's the subcommittee that wants to continue using them.
Right. And then the report went to the advisory committee to the Department of Homeland Security, and there was really a stunning outcome. So 3/4 of the members of the advisory committee decided to adopt the recommendations on better oversight of facilities generally, but they decided to oppose the recommendation of the report on basically continuing with privatized detention. They felt that the government needs to really make an effort to phase out privatized detention facilities.
And why?
Because of, the record of abuse by private prison corporations, because they don't actually substantially save on cost, and because, as a Department of Justice report had indicated earlier, there is shortcomings on a variety of fronts, such as safety and security in facilities run by private corporations.
Now, according to the USA Today, a spokesman for the private detention contractor CoreCivic said this, quote, the company supports the needs of our government partner while providing a safe, humane, and appropriate environment for those entrusted to our care, end quote. And another private detention firm, GEO Group, says it has a long history of, quote, providing culturally responsive, safe, and humane environments that meet the non-penal needs of those individuals entrusted to the care of ICE. That's the Immigration and Customs Enforcement, end quote. What are the abuses that bothered the advisory council that they said they had strong evidence for?
Well, so, there have been uprisings at facilities run by private corporations, including 200 strikes here, protesting the conditions.
Here in Georgia.
Here in Georgia at the Stewart Detention Center in summer of 2014 and fall of 2015. There were two hunger strikes and protests by immigrant detainees at the Stewart Detention Center. Protesting the conditions, including reports of maggots being found in the food and the treatment that they were receiving by the guards. So that's just one example here in Georgia. Across the country, you have situations where the food is sometimes not edible or is not enough. There is not enough safety or security for the immigrants or for the employees at that facilities, because, again, the corporation is trying to maximize profits and cut corners.
How long does the average immigrant spend in one of these? Once they arrive at the center, how long are they usually there for?
It depends. It depends whether they're fighting their case or they have already agreed to be deported. If they have agreed to be deported, it could be a couple months or longer. If they're fighting their case, they're afraid of going back to their home country because they could be tortured or they could face persecution, it could be years. Because of the conditions at these facilities, some immigrants might actually sign away their rights and decide to return back despite the risk that they face, because they don't want to, stay for years at one of these detention centers with the poor conditions that we just talked about.
What are the, if an immigrant arrives at one of these centers, what rights do they have, and how are they different from an inmate who's an American citizen at, say, a prison or private prison?
So, one thing to keep in mind is that these immigration detention centers are civil institutions. The purpose is not really to punish anyone. The purpose is just to keep people until their hearing. But the way these detention centers are run is actually more of a penal nature, meant to punish people. So there are reports of verbal abuse by some of the guards. Sometimes the sexual abuse has been documented. The hygiene issue, the work program where the basically immigrants at the facility are doing the work that the corporation would have had to hire regularly paid employees at regular wages. Immigrants at these facilities are performing sometimes in unsafe working conditions for between $1 to $4 a day.
So there are a few big questions now. The first is whether or not the recommendations of the advisory council were going to be adopted, whether their recommendation that privately run centers be phased out, whether that would actually occur, but also what happens after January 20th when the Trump administration takes power. Let's deal with the first one, and whether or not there's an intention to actually phase out these privately run centers.
Well, that is the hope. It depends on what Secretary Jay Johnson decides. But, you know, based on obviously the recommendation of the advisory committee and also what the Department of Justice decided earlier this year to gradually cut ties with private corporations, we hope that the secretary would follow suit. There are unfortunate signals coming from Trump in terms of his affinity for privatized privatized detention centers, and also his stated intent to crack down on immigrants and potentially deport 2 to 3 million immigrants, which, if that is actually carried out, would mean that the population of detained immigrants would rise just astronomically.
And I should mention that Jay Johnson, who you mentioned, is currently the Secretary of Homeland Security.
Right.
The Department of Justice deals with prisons that handle American citizens, which is a separate system.
Or immigrants, but just in the custody of, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Okay, so this leaves us where? I mean, for example, the Stewart Detention in Lumpkin, that is a huge facility. Are they just sort of waiting to find out what happens?
Well, you know, stock prices rose a lot after the election results.
Stock prices for privately run prisons.
Exactly. For example, for CCA and the GEO group, after the election results were announced, just because they could see what was coming. But, you know, I think we have to continue to push on this front. I think the recommendation from the advisory committee is very positive that we need to continue to build on and really communicate the message to the new administration that it makes no sense either on the safety or security or human rights or cost front to continue to deal with private corporations for running of our prisons.
We only have about a minute left. So without getting into the minute legal details, does the recommendation of the advisory council actually give immigrants who are in one of these centers a legal standard to argue in court?
Unfortunately not, but it sets a good precedent.
That is Azadeh Shashahani. She is the Legal and Advocacy Director with Project South. It's such a pleasure. Thank you.
Thank you very much.